Not for me. I mean, I don't think for our team either. I think I've been on both sides. I've been team where it was a 2 seed, you know what I mean, going into the playoffs, and I've been a team that was a 7 seed. I think when you get into the playoffs, sometimes you have the ability to be on a team where it doesn't matter, you know, what seed you are. You just got to make sure you play in the right way.
But, Chris, do you feel like you guys have been playing better basketball?
Yeah, no question. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I could care less what seed we are. We just need to be playing the right way when the time comes, and we're not there yet.
Chris, how do you explain the 33-point second half?
Us? That's what we scored. Passed up a lot of open shots, you know, and shots not falling. You know, and it's going to be like that some nights, and I think that's where we got to get better. You know, I was saying, last year's team at times when we needed to get stops, that's what we did. You know, we didn't always play perfect, but we got stops when we needed to, and I think we got to find that with our team right now.
Tonight felt like tonight's game seemed like it was Memphis' style. The Denver game seemed like it was the way they wanted to play. How do you get into that as your style?
I think it starts with, you know, just doing that, just playing our aggressive way on defense, playing the way that we feel comfortable, and not you know, I guess game planning so much to play anybody else's style, but to make them adjust to us, and that's, you know, just playing aggressive defensively, getting stops, getting out in transition, and playing a little bit faster paced game tonight. Yeah, I mean, we want to be playing better. So, concern, I don't know if that's the right word. Frustration, yeah. We're not, you know, by any means, we're not scared of any team that we have to face in the playoffs. But we do need to be playing better, and we need to execute better, and you know, be able to like I said earlier, kind of impose our will and impose our game on a team.
Did they play one more?
Yeah, this game... you know, I felt like they came out and they were ready. You know, they put their will in the game, and they forced us to play the way they wanted to play, and we let some guys you know, have some big games.
You talk about them being ready though. They're on back to back. You guys were coming off a big stretch of practice. Was that disappointing? Translate?
Yes, disappointing that we didn't play as well as we should have. But like I said, this game meant more to them. And that's the way they played. They played better. They played hungrier. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying is that's not what we want to do. That's not how we want to play. That's very disappointing. We don't want to lose the game, but that's the way they played tonight. That's just being honest. Defensively, I think it's defense. When we were winning games and you know, we had that streak going, and even before that, you know, I thought the way we played defensively was aggressive, and we messed up at times. Our rotations weren't great at times, but for the most part, I thought we did a great job of you know, forcing teams to you know, figure out what they were going to do against our defense. They played well. You can't take that away from them, but we can do a better job. I think we got to do a better job of guarding the three. That's been our downfall in games that we've lost is you know, poor 3-point defense. So you know, that's something we have to address. You know, they're capable of having, you know, huge games at any time, you know, with the kind of team they have, with the kind of scores they have. So we're not going to look at these past however many games that they've fallen a little bit, you know, because we haven't played well either in stretches. So we got to come out and be ready.